This is Consortium Channel 5, Moonbase Reports and Broadcasts. The Enclave Science Wing congratulates Project Grobear on a nomination for the Breakthrough Prize in Life Sciences. Your tardigrades are tardigrate.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Broadcasting, this is Roger Brigada Fisher, Communications, Moonbase Theta. It's November 17th, 2098, 6:18 Standard Time. We are at 5 weeks before shutdown. Your latest has come through, fragmented in parts and with some significant dropouts. It seems strange that the flares would still be affecting communications on Earth when the interference from our position has passed. However, I believe we received the essential information. Confirming what I understand from your instructions is that the amended scheduled supply rocket is no longer coming at all. Not a delay, but a cancellation. All noted resources and personnel will be retrieved at station shutdown. Sufficient transport will be provided at that time. We are to continue processing helium-3 as a primary focus and topping up permanent storage. Additional shipping tanks will be provided at shutdown. Non-essential resources, including scientific paraphernalia, personal items, and the genetic archives, will not be allocated space for retrieval. I'm sure the delay is necessary to ensure a safe and profitable result. Make sure you mention that to agriculturalist Chong's family. Base operations are within acceptable levels. Helium-3 stores are at technically 100%, I suppose. Water is stable. Power is stable. Rations and supplies are stable. Personnel? Not so much. Wilder has thrown themselves back into the mining operations. You'll be glad to hear that. They've got one working leg, one working eye, and a fairly ominous tick somewhere in the mechanism every time they straighten their arm. But they're working double, sometimes triple shifts. Ashwini has done almost the opposite, retreated into their observatory, but with none of the feeds turned on. I think they're drunk as well, though I couldn't begin to tell you on what. Maybe they found a corner store that delivers. Oh, I'm considering raiding their stash. I don't even see the point of talking to you about Michelle. They're the same today, tomorrow, and forever. Amen. I'm sure their report will be attached. Myself, I've been reading, playing sense arounds, doing my job. I spend a lot of time up on the surface of late. Not for my duties, but it helps to stare out into space. It helps to think somewhere out there might be. You're going to hear about an incident. I don't debate any of the details. Ashwini suggested this team-building exercise that Nessa used to organize to bring us together. It did do that, decidedly, for Michelle and I. The bruises are flowering nicely, so, yes, that's where we are. The rumors aren't helping either. It's funny how 4 people on a moon base where the company authorizes all communication up and downstream, word still gets around. We're hearing that you've got big problems down there, that the hands on the wheel keep swapping places, that you can't hold the land you've taken. We hear you weren't able to track down that Three Rivers freehold, and it's not the only one by a long shot. I don't know why I'm being this candid. Maybe this won't even get to you. Maybe you're too busy to listen. Maybe I'm hoping you'll come up to try to stop me. To my husband, Alessandri. Your message came through this week. It was so good to hear your voice. Bless what sounded like about 101 puppies. Watch out for old women in fur coats. I hope Cass and Paul are getting some rest. I hope you're getting some rest. I hope everything there is... Keep it together, okay? Stay close to home. Work the garden. Stock up the pantry. Keep safe. I love you. Moonbase Theta out.
Thank you for listening to Moonbase Theta Out. Lehman Kessler is Roger Borgato Fisher. The episode was written, edited, and produced by DJ Silvis. Theme music is Star by the band Ramp. Check them out at ramp-music.net. Additional credits are in the show notes, and additional show information is on monkeymanproductions.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We use Twitter a lot. And if you want to be one of the super moon heroes who help us make the show possible, support us at patreon.com/monkeymanproductions. We give our backers a lot of extras and behind-the-scenes info, even special mini-sodes. And you always have our grateful thanks for listening, sharing the show with friends, joining our Discord to chat with us, all the ways you become a part of our Mooniverse community. Take care, and we'll be back soon.
Consortium Channel 5 ends our broadcast day with a final message. Honor all curfews, listen to security, and keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Welcome to the Strata.
There's two of them following me. I know that for sure.
Hand over the package and we'll let you go.
You'll let me go? Oh, that's cute. The first bullet hits me in the chest, sends me staggering back a step. All right, you assholes.
Jack, look out!
Let's go! Move it!
Yeah, run! That's it! And spread the word! Don't mess with Rust! Ever! Anyone who tries is gonna... Oh, forget it.
The Strata. In a dystopian city, an aging courier is forced to go into business with an underworld ganglord in order to pay for the treatment that keeps him alive. Check out The Strata anywhere you listen to podcasts.